You are tuned in to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, one of my favorite guests returns, Ole Damgaard from Denmark. Ole is one of the world's leading researchers into the JFK and Olof Palme assassinations and is the author of the 1,000-plus page book, Coup d'etat in Slow Motion, about the infamous death of Palme, the Swedish prime minister. His research uncovers the murders of numerous Hollywood stars and musicians referred to as Operation 40. He will also be sharing over 30 years of research on false flag attacks, which are staged and used for political and financial purposes. The end goal is global domination, and each event has multiple purposes that require deeper investigation. A talented artist, he recently designed the cover and interior design for Zen Gardner's recent book, You Are the Awakening. You can find articles, videos, and his book, Coup d'etat in Slow Motion, Volumes 1 and 2, on his website, www.lightonconspiracies.com. So let's welcome him back to the show now. Hi, Ole, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Lance, even though it's been a bit of a sad day today. It's just sometimes life is like that.
Yes. What are you experiencing of late?
I feel that this year is a time of showing who you really are. It's like it's separating. It's like what side are you on, the light or the dark side? And there's some people among us that have shown sides that are very sad to see, and the rest of us are trying to help each other to follow the right track in life. So it's this. I think 2016 is a fantastic year because it's really things are moving very, very fast forward. At the same time, there's also this sadness and some tears shed when you see people that you thought were something, and it shows out that they were something else. But part of the game.
Right, right. Can you give? Would you like to give an example or two of that?
No, not here on the air.
Oh, okay.
It's too personal. Thank you. But
I see.
But it's still. I just feel that this is the time when these things happen. It's like everything is moving so fast that there's no way to play sort of in between. You have to show your real self.
Right, right. Do you feel that people are beginning to understand the invisible strings that are being pulled behind the scenes?
Big time, big time. I think, for so many years, just like you said, I've been trying to show and expose the template that are being used, so that people themselves can discover when a false flag is being planned or pulled off and so on, so that we don't buy into the reaction they want, because all of these things are based on the old Roman template, problem, reaction, solution, mm-hmm. that the elite few, or they call themselves the elite, but the selected few that think that they are so much better than the rest of us, have decided that they want to rule us, and the only way they can do it is through fear. So what they do is they secretly create a problem in the form of a so-called terror attack, a virus scare, a financial crash, or a mass shooting, to get the emotional reaction from us, the total outcry of panic, so that we don't think, we just go react emotionally. And then we turn towards the ones that we think are there to protect us, not understanding that it's actually them who have created the problem. And then we say, please do help us, help us. And they will say, well, the only way we can help you is by, and boom, there comes the solution. And the next time is the same. More and more control, more and more militarized police, more and more surveillance, more and more unjust wars, more and more devastation and mayhem everywhere. The absolute total opposite of what we, the normal people, want. Because I believe, truly believe, that wherever you go in the world, people want the same to 95%. They want peace and love and harmony, friends, good education for themselves and their kids, jobs, a party now and then, and just to get on and be creative in their world, in a beautiful world in balance. But this little cancer growth, I would call them, this small little group that is behind the so-called New World Order, they're the ones that are behind, if not all, then a major portion of the horrible things we see in the world today.
So, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it also opens the doors to increased surveillance and crowd control. And we never did recover from the X-rays and Homeland Security putting us through the ringer with harmful X-rays as we travel around the world. And then now they even have scattered X-rays that are in trucks that can X-ray through cars as they drive by. Of course, if there happen to be young children or babies or people in those cars, they get a big dose of X-rays. So there's a lot of that going on, too. It's opened the door to many, many things that are very damaging to the human human biosystem.
That is one of the things that are a main thread that goes over, like a red thread through all of these things, is that it's not good for us. It's not good for our health. It's not good for our spirit. It's not good at all in any way or form. And this comes through the air via chemtrails or through the food with GMOs and water with fluoride and vaccines with all of these horrific things that are put in these vaccines to slowly kill us off step by step. So it's a very, very dark agenda and a high time to wake up, I would say, because otherwise we are screwed. So it is a very good idea to wake up now before it's too late.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are those in the front lines that are some who have spent their life researching these things, who have a pretty negative view about the possibilities of above our possibilities. But I don't align with those views.
Me neither. Absolutely not. And I think if you're negative, then you might as well just be quiet, because who needs somebody just saying it's over and done with? Then we might as well go and hang ourselves.
Right.
I say, do you know, it's like, it is the David and Goliath. If you look at it logically, we've done. You know, there's no way we can solve this. At the others, on the other hand, if you go and you look at this from the heart instead of the brain, we are super powerful, you know. So it's they who are causing all of this mayhem behind hidden doors and black veils, being absolute cowards, not showing who they really are or how few they really are. They are they're so few, and we are so many. We're talking they in the thousands, we in the billions. So really, it really is like the Wizard of Oz, you know, behind the curtains. There's this tiny little old guy with a microphone and a massive amplifier screaming out, "I'm powerful and you are weak," when it's actually the absolute opposite.
Yep.
They are the ones that are absolute cowards and no imagination, no compassion, no forgiveness, just the very, very dark and black desire.
Absolutely.
That
without
is never,
conscience,
never
yes.
content. So it is a good time, I think, because instead of us, I think when you really start looking at what is going on and see how much of this is connected to the same small little group, it's super positive times, because it's like an octopus where the head is really, really small, but the tentacles are everywhere. But the only thing you needed to nip off the head or transcend it, and I totally believe in a nonviolent, peaceful, but fearless exposure of this group and let the light, let the exposure, the truth do the work for you. Because if you aim the light at them so that the masses will see that, oh my God, there's so few, mm-hmm. it's actually ridiculous that we stand in line and say, yes, sir, no, sir, and just because they point in a certain direction. You know, listen to your heart and your heart will guide you.
Well, you know, there one thing that gives me a ray of hope is something that Mary Rodwell brought up, and she's doing a book on the new kids, and they have been coming in for some time now, but they're incarnating from other places, and they're remembering where they came from, and some of them have been technology experts in fields that are so far advanced from what we're used to that they can't even really talk to anybody about it. And she was asking one young boy, I think he was about 9 years old, and he had been working on some kind of craft of some sort, and she wanted him to describe what he was doing, and he said, well, you wouldn't understand it. And so it occurred to us both that, you know, all of these wonderful, beautiful kids that have so many special skills would not be incarnating on the planet at this time in order to fail. And that struck me really hard. I realized that that wouldn't happen. Nobody would come into this planet with the idea, an intention of changing the world and contributing to it and empowering other people, and only to have it all collapse and fail, having seen that that was what was going to happen. So that hasn't been written yet, and I believe that there's a very positive outcome around the corner.
I totally agree. And if you, I would say that 99.9% of whoever is listening to this program, if they look out through the window, it will be calm, beautiful, peaceful, and so on. And then you put on the black box in front of you, and you will be pumped with that the world is at war, everybody's being bombed and terrorized, or attacks here and scares there, and it comes through media. That's the way they get to us, you know. So
yes.
Really, I see this black box in front of us. It's like a sewage, an open sewage canal that just goes straight into your living room and into the head of yourself and the kids and so on. So I would be very cautious about what you put on, because they, the people behind the New World Order, are using this to I would say it's a propaganda machine of a size that the world has never ever experienced before.
Oh, so, absolutely.
We haven't had a TV for 12 years, I think. So we just, but still I'm very informed about what goes on, because I choose where to get the information and so on. And also when you then, like for instance, when I go somewhere and I see a TV or something, it's incredible the what is being pumped at the normal person. And with my knowledge, since I've focused so much on these things, it's like every third news on the program it's like, that's not true. That guy is a Bilderberger meeting another Bilderberger, but they both look like they don't know each other. This is Trilateral Commission, and that he's from the Foreign Relations. That's a false flag for sure. Based on a lie, so that's not true either. That might be true, but that is absolutely not. And so it's like 90% out of the window right away, but the normal person who is not aware of these things are so open to be pumped up with all of this false information.
Yes, absolutely. And in addition to that, the control system has mastered the technology, which is even more insidious, and that is the use of various sound waves and frequencies and technological frequencies that are geared to entrain people in addition to the mesmerizing and propagandizing of the obvious that's, you know, playing in front of you, there are many subtle things going on behind that. And so it's not just the television show or the, you know, whatever it is that you're watching and the commercials that you have to sit through. It's also the unseen. And so you're getting a double, triple, quadruple, who knows how many times a dose of technological controls and propaganda that is being beamed into your head directly. They know how to do this stuff. They're really good at it. And they've mastered it, and they're using it. And still, we see through it.
True, true. But at the same time, you know, I think, like, if you look at the NSA and these massive big buildings where they say, oh, we're inside here, we got all this high-tech equipment, we can see anything you do, we can hear your heartbeat and so on. I think these buildings are like 30% empty. I would not be surprised if it's part of this whole thing, you know, how to scare us. And they send out the descriptions and patents of all this super high-tech technology, I would say, very possibly to scare us into believing that I can't even move without them seeing me. Mm-hmm. But when you go, for instance, I've been going undercover to different countries filming a series of documentaries where I go with a photographer and we are on location where many of these false flags have been carried out, like Charlie Hebdo, November 13, the 7/7 bombings, the Madrid bombings, the mass shooting in Norway and so on. And I would, if I were them on the other side, somebody like myself, I would have just like blocked them on at the entrance into that country. But I walked straight through. Dr. Kevin Barrett as well walked straight through. Many of just walked straight through. So how high tech is their systems actually? You know, I think it's just the emperor's new clothes. Again, there's this imagination. Oh my God, they're listening into my mobile, and they can do it. Even they can look through my TV, and I might as well. It's better I shut up and just lie down. But I think the total opposite. Until proven, I'm gonna walk around and feel free and just do whatever I do until they prove me wrong.
Right. Right. Right, I like that attitude. and as we know, many of the false flags are turn out to be actors and crisis actors, and some of the people are paid. I think it was Sandy Hook that Jay Widener said that their homes were all paid for, and they were bought for them. And so in some cases, those people aren't really dying. They're not dead. Mm-hmm. And so it's really just a big stage show, and I would hesitate to say. I mean, I wouldn't hesitate to say that I think it's going to be a big flop on the New York Broadway stage. It's not going to be a big hit. I think we've seen so much of it that we're just absolutely, you know, it's like, well, you know, this could such a small percentage is holding back so much. And this world could be a paradise, a living paradise. And all of the problems that we face with, you know, limited funds and starvation and lack of this and lack of that, those are all manufactured. And, you know, if we were just repaid what the bankers have stolen from us in interest over these many years, every country would be just awash with funds to do absolutely beautiful, wonderful projects, and to transform the world. Everybody, it would be a Garden of Eden.
Just by them stopping, it would turn into a Garden of Eden,
yes.
I tell you. Just by them stopping messing us around.
Yes.
It really is like there's a, you know, one serial killer can terrorize a whole massive city, and it's the same here. It's one little group that controlling us with fear, hitting us from so many different directions, and it's still just these few people. And so I tell you, when I have one comment for all of these folks, like It is so boring.
I mean,
since there's no imagination, it's the same script being used again and again and again. And I even know that I personally have stopped at least one false flag massacre planned just by knowing their steps, because their timeline is so strict and the imagination is zero. They need to stick to the same script, more or less identical. And this is why we see the same being played out in different countries. Yes, but have you ever seen a rock group on tour that is on a global tour? It's the same. They even use the same actors, the same marketing agencies, the same... I really believe that they're being... A small little group is being transported in army planes from NATO base to NATO base or American air base. Being landed, then transported to location with local backup, logistics taken care of that country, which is either most of the time a NATO country, and then they just carry it out, boom, and then back in into the plane, go to the next stage. And so good news, because more or less there's more or less no real victims nowadays. It's just staged for the media to pump out the same story again and again and again and again and again and again and again. And it's just a matter of, like, every time there's a Bilderberg meeting, they have one of, almost every time they have one false flag to divert the attention. So this year, I was sort of waiting, where is it going to happen? Where? And then boom, Orlando. Well, thank you so much. I was waiting for that. Then we had the 7/7 bombings anniversary yesterday. So where is it going to happen? Is it going to happen in London? No, that would be too obvious. Boom, Dallas of all places. I mean, come on. I was surprised that they didn't carry it out in Dealey Plaza. You know, they were talking about shooters from elevated location. That is exactly how they've been describing Oswald, who is an absolute innocent, actually a hero, who is trying to stop the assassination. So it's like they play the same. I tell you, I've done many, many shows where I've taken the ingredients in a false flag and just step one, step two, step three, step four, step five. You know, like baking a pie, you can change the color and the smell and the shape of the pie, but it's still a pie. Same with these terror acts. It's the same. It's like a terror pie. So the only thing you need to know is the ingredients, and then as soon as you start smelling it, boom, go there and expose it by filming the people that are on location setting the whole thing up, because they will be there at least one day ahead setting the whole thing up like a film stage. So.
Yeah. And have you noticed also that the there's often some kind of drill being performed in that area the day before or the day of?
That is the step one in this terror pie. That they cannot do it without the drill, because they need to be on location and prepare. They need to sort of bury the explosives. They need to get extras trained and prepared. They need makeup and lighting and cameras in position. They need all the crisis actors. They need bouncers. They need to shut off the streets and seal off the area. All of this they could not do, including all of these vehicles that is needed. They cannot do without a so-called drill that will make us look the other way and think, oh, it's just a security thing for our protection. Thank God that they really care for us. So we just get on with our life and not noticing. But what I've been trying to empower people to do is, as soon as you hear about a drill, wherever it is around where you are, just go there, bring your friends and family, bring cameras and film these people while they set it up. Go the day before and film them, make it very, very obvious to them that they're being filmed. And nowadays there are apps, like I think one is called Bamboozle. So if any one of them approach you in an aggressive way, just say, please, before you hit me in the head, I just want to let you know that you're being filmed. It's live on YouTube. You know, that has a very calm effect on most people. So don't be stupid, but be a bit brave and expose this, because this is how we can stop it and become one step ahead instead of always being one step behind.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I think the last time that something caught us really unprepared was 911. And that was a multiple, I mean, there were so many different things going on at that juncture that were being, it was a multidimensional purpose, as you pointed out in some of our previous shows, that none of these things are just to accomplish one thing. They have a number of different agendas that all are working together to be accomplished with that event. So I think 911 was the last time that anybody was actually taken by surprise, and since then people have been truly examining all of these things with scrutiny. And within hours or days, people have already found the flaws in some of the recent events, and sometimes right after the event, they're right on it, explaining, you know, well, this can't be right because X, Y, and Z. So I like your idea of going there the day before and filming it. That's really quite brilliant, because the dark doesn't like to be seen in the act. It doesn't want to get caught. And one of these days, it's going to be caught, and like cockroaches, when you turn on the light, they're not going to be able to scamper fast enough to get into the cracks.
It's they fear the light. They are like cockroaches. You switch on the light, boom, they disappear.
Yeah.
They can only pull this off because they're hidden in the dark. Do you know, like during Stalin's terror regime and so on, they were, the population in the Soviet Union was so terrified of this power. But what happened was that they always came at night, you know, the soldiers came at night banging on the doors and arresting people at night so that people could not see how few they actually were. You know, this is how dictators have done it throughout the ages. You know, they do it in the dark so that we won't understand. And then they even turn it around so we do it to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, this is the thing that really blows my mind. It's like, when you look at these guys, most of them men, most of them quite old, are they high tech? Do they have knowledge about anything except how to use a mobile, more or less? Can they do anything with a laptop except answering emails? I think not. Most of them cannot. And still, we think that they're so powerful because they got all this high tech technology, surveillance, drones, all of it. They wouldn't be able to even get one of these drones off the ground. It is we who do it for them.
That's right.
Yeah. So
that's
if
right.
We would just say, thank you, but no thank you. Well, they said, it's an order. Well, thank you, but no thank you. I still won't do it. If we would do that, all of us, this whole thing would come to such a stop overnight, you cannot even imagine. So well, I think everyone needs to look themselves in the mirror and understand that this whole thing is totally compartmentalized. That is the whole idea from their side, that we should not know that we are part of this massive big machine. So everybody only knows their little part, you know, totally compartmentalized, so that we think we're doing good, but actually we're working for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, there's a wonderful thing. I think during the Second World War, my family was involved in the resistance movement in Denmark, when the Nazi occupation took place. And one of the things that the guerrilla movement did was that when the German tanks came into the cities and so on, when they could, they went up and they took a spoonful of sugar and threw it in the tank of these massive big death machines. And that sugar in the tank of these engines just made it go to an absolute halt. It broke down the engines. So a spoonful of sugar can stop a killing machine that you can't even use rocks or guns or anything, but a spoonful of sugar could do it. So that's the symbolism is very important, I think, because let's put some major sugar, you know, some big spoonful of sugar into this whole brutal death machine and make it come to a stop.
I like that. A friend of mine used to say, well, you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar.
That is so true.
But, you know, that brings up the idea that many are talking about the Fourth Reich now. You brought up the Nazi movement, and many people are saying that that never ended. It simply got transformed into the Fourth Reich and infiltrated in corporations and politics and all over the place, and has a breakaway civilization and technologies which are quite vast. And so there is a possibility that these scientists have gone on to create, you know, whatever it is that they're creating technologically. And that's something that you just don't hear about in the, you know, and you're never going to hear about it in the daily news. You might hear about it in a Marvel comic science fiction movie, like Captain America or something like that. But Hollywood is part of the process as well, and they are given the scripts and allowed to reveal certain things as long as it's shielded by fantasy.
For sure, but my question is, does it empower you to believe that? If you can't know it for sure, does it empower you? No, it only creates doubt and fear. So I don't even go there. Whatever
well,
they have,
true.
For
that's
sure,
true.
I'm sure they've got 50 times more than we can even imagine. But we need to focus on getting our strengths back, I think. And
that's true. That's absolutely true.
So
right.
all of these theories that I can't really see or get proven by fact, I just totally ignore them. At this point in time, I think we need to focus straight on what's going on, and also not only straight on towards what we see, but also the diversion. You know, just because something explodes over to the left, don't just look there without checking what's going on the right-hand side, because very often these are
right.
operations with diversion. They're saying, look over here, look over here.
Right.
And actually it's happening over there. So as soon as it goes off, boom, check in all different directions at the same time. So that you're not a gullible victim, take the power back and say, I'm sorry, I don't buy that. I mean, come on, how many times do you think you're going to be able to pull it off? I'm not that stupid, but we have been for a long, long time, you know. So we need to regain the respect for ourselves and also from them, because they don't respect us at all. They see us as useless eaters, most of them, and what can I say, we've been letting them get away with this for so long, doing the exact same things 100 times over, and we're still surprised when it happens. So I can't blame them for not really thinking the highest of us.
Right. Well, you know, there are also so many indigenous tribes and people living out in remote areas that don't have television or cell phones, and they have no idea of any of these things that are going on, and they're perfectly peaceful and happy and joyful.
Exactly. So what is most important, and what is real? The thing is, you know, when I don't know how many times I've gone on location, you know, even when the operations are ongoing, and it's just to come there and find out that it's not happening here. You know, I live in the south of Spain. We can see the sea. We can see Morocco on the other side when the weather is clear and there's not that many chemtrails. And in the media, you see that there all of these refugees are fighting to get here in boats. They're dying, all of this thing. I've been here for 16 years. I have not seen a boat. I have not seen a refugee. I have not seen anyone anywhere. I have not seen refugee camps. But in the news, you will see them. No, they're invasion. They're coming here. They're coming here. Do you know, this media thing is really, you need to be very aware of what you're dealing with. Because when they're, for instance, like, Ebola has arrived. Okay, where has it arrived? Is it right outside your house? No, it's always over there. Do you know, so when this Ebola was at its worst, I know that I think where was it? They said that I think in the States, the reports were that it was from Angola, but in Angola, it was in Peru. In Peru, it was somewhere up in Alaska. In Alaska, it was somewhere in China. Do you know? So it's always so that you can't. How big are the chances that you know someone there to call them and said, "Hi there, excuse me, but is there a big pile of dead bodies outside your window?" You know, and that's how they play us.
Right, right.
So many of these things are so not real. Zika, Ebola, swine flu, false flag. It's just fake. The whole thing is fake to scare the living bejesus out of us so that we will think that we are under attack and need protection. We do not. We need protection against them because they're the ones messing us up. And these are the people, when you see, for instance, like when MP Joe Cox was so-called murdered in England just before the referendum for Brexit, just a few weeks ago, if England should leave the Union. Mm-hmm. The people that are behind that murder, if she was actually murdered, which I totally doubt, when you look at the evidence, super, super, super not adding up. But the people behind these are the people that step forward afterwards and say, "Our nation is under attack. We must not give in for terror. We must stand united and fight the terror." They are the ones that are doing it to us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is super important to be aware of. They look really nice and good looking suits. They drive, they come in limos with bodyguards. They are the ones. Dear Obama, David Cameron, the royal family, there's so many of these people. Find out through the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral, the Council on Foreign Relations, Skull and Bones, these type of groups, you will see a certain amount of the people involved in this whole thing. There are higher levels that I am not so aware of in the power pyramid, but at least on that level, you will see the people involved in the operations we are talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
And so also what I believe is important is to see how they're trying to now play this whole game out in multiple countries at the same time. So I would very much like to suggest that the killing of, or the alleged murder of Christine Grimmie, the singer, just before the exit, the Brexit election. If you, the very night when she was allegedly murdered, the band that she was playing with was called Before You Exit. And on stage, on the canvas behind the group, it says Before You Exit, and there's a circle with a massive big pyramid in it.
Wow. You know?
Then she gets killed, they say, and just before she gets killed, she sends out a Twitter message saying, "Shoot me down, bang, bang, shoot me down, bang, bang, shoot me down, bang, bang." And she shot 3 times, they claim. But when you look at the evidence, when you look at the crime scene, there's nothing, absolute zero. Okay, so then you have before Orlando. There's, if you're aware of the New World Order, then I hope you won't be totally shocked by hearing that Obama is totally in on it, and so is the royal family, the English royal family, and many, many other leaders around the world. But before this thing happened in May, there were the so-called Invictus Games in Orlando, of all places. And before that, if you can find it on YouTube, the English Queen, who never, ever appears on TV, never, except once a year when she speaks to the nation and say, "Happy Christmas to all of you. I'm sorry I'm not going to give you anything of all of my trillions of dollars. I hope you will do great and will have no gifts. But otherwise than that, you can just disappear from the Mother Earth." Otherwise than that, she never appears on TV. Here she is. You can find her if you search like Queen Elizabeth and then boom, the word boom, you will see this. Okay, so we have the Invictus Games, and the Invictus Games are for war veterans that have been blown to pieces and are running around without arms and legs, like an Olympic Games for people that have been totally damaged and hurt by unjust wars. So the prizes that have been given out, the whatever you when they were given prizes was in the shape of a pyramid, a crystal pyramid. But anyway, before that, you have Prince Harry and the English Queen is sitting in her living room, and they're looking through this brochure of the Invictus Games. And they even hijacked the words "I am," which is said to be the most powerful creative words in the universe, because "I am" is almost like the formula of what you are creating in your life. So
right.
they've taken that and put it in a pyramid shape on everything in this Invictus Games, "I am." So anyway, so he's showing her this brochure, and they're sitting like, oh, that looks really interesting. And then he gets a call on his mobile, and he looks. It says Flotos, which is the short name for First Lady of the States, the president's wife. So Michelle Obama and Barry Soitero, or Barack Obama, is standing there, looking into the camera with three military guys behind them in uniforms with all of these golden things hanging. And so Michelle says, "Listen, Harry, do you remember when you told us to bring it to Orlando?" And then Obama says something like, watch out for what you wish for, something like that. And then the three people in uniform behind make like demonic faces, and then a hand gesture, and says, boom, you know, like a bomb, boom.
Mm.
And then the camera goes back to Prince Harry and the Queen, and she says, oh, boom. And then Prince Harry, with a cute smile, turns towards the camera and says, boom. And then that might be a totally innocent video, but when you look at how they work and with this agenda, I would say it's a very, very dark, demonic, ritualistic almost type of thing, where they're saying that, like the upcoming trailer, which they always have for the next event, Orlando, boom. So Orlando happens, we go straight into the whole thing. It turns out more or less all of them are actors, including Omar Mateen. They've been acting backgrounds, they're crisis actors with the whole thing is just again, they carry the victims in the wrong direction towards the place where the shooting was. They put one of the victims down. One guy has been shot six times, one of them in his hand, but on the press conference, he's totally okay, his hand. So fine.
Wow.
You know, they say that the victims were hiding at in the toilet, where the handicapped toilet is, and they were lying down there, and then the SWAT teams came and broke through the wall with an armored vehicles, you know, and they had all of this dust and concrete on top of them. Sorry, you check out where the holes are. It was in the men's room, not the women's room where the handicapped toilet is. There were multiple shooters, then there were two shooters, then there were one shooter, then there was one guy holding the door from outside so that nobody could come out. It's like the stories just fall over each other and so on. So then the Orlando thing happened exact at the same time as the Bilderberg meeting was taking place in Dresden. So I was just waiting, where's it going to happen? Something is going to divert our attention. Boom, there was Orlando. Then straight after Orlando, we came into the murder of Joe Cox, because the referendum of England leaving the European Union was coming up. And this is a very double thing, because in one way, the New World Order is trying to break down the union that they built up so that they can break it up and then put it back into a one world fascist state. At the same time, it's very positive that people are waking up and breaking out of this. So it's sort of like a double-edged sword. So when they couldn't get people to stay in the union, they tried to go emotional and they hit this woman, Jo Cox, which was sort of like a symbol for staying in the union. This murder is identical to the assassination of the Swedish foreign minister Anna Lindh in 2003, when she was murdered on 9/11, 2 days before the election of the Swedish people voting for or against accepting the currency, the euro. And so they're trying to get the emotional thing going, you know, and then the suspect was taken. You see the film when he was arrested. There are like eight vehicles arriving at the same time. No blue lights, no nothing, no adrenaline. They just run up to this guy, take him, put bandages on him, and very sorry, he has no tattoos, which the real guy that they're setting up for the whole thing and take the blame for. He's got tattoos. No blood on the scene, no crime scene. They're looking, they're putting the tent and doing the forensic investigation in the wrong place where the murder did not take place. The guy that they say there was one man, a 77-year-old, that stepped forward as a hero trying to protect Joe Cox. So he was stabbed as well. Well, very sorry, you check him out. He died in 2013. You know, and then after that, right away, to divert our attention away from this whole Brexit and Joe Cox and all of these things, the first mass shooting in Germany. Oh my God, there were like 50 dead first or 25 dead. It was horrible in a cinema. That then, within a few days, turned out nobody got hurt at all. They made a mistake. And then, boom, came Turkey. Welcome in on stage again. NATO country, Turkey. So here we have at the airport. I've been in touch with people that were there. They said one guy, he was asleep in the departure hall. And then there was a ringing sound, like a drill sound. And so he woke up and said, he walked over and asked, excuse me, is there like a fire drill? And they said, no, please, you need to leave the building. So everybody was escorted out. And then, boom, they heard the explosion. Do you hear? It's like... And then there is a video of the ISIS. They always claim ISIS before they do anything else that they're connected with ISIS. Like Omar Martin in Orlando, he was shooting with one AR-15 and at least a pistol at the same time as making a call to 9/11, making sure that he mentioned both ISIS and the Boston Marathon bombing the brothers, these two innocent people that were claimed. And so... There's the CCTV camera in Istanbul that was once again the ICTS company. That is the company that is there every single time with these CCTV cameras that do not work. Direct connection with Israel. And Omar Mateen was also working for GeForce, which is the third biggest company contractor in the world. A security company with ties to MI6, MI5, and Mossad, CIA. And they're also sponsoring false flag operations, especially one company called CrisisCast. Okay, so there's one camera, the only camera working, as far as I know, at the airport is above one of these shops. And in that, what do you see? Okay, there's just people walking around, shopping like this, and suddenly everybody starts running. No sound. Everybody has left, and then you see from far away there's this person in black. He comes running. Thank God he comes and runs, and exactly in front of the camera he turns around so that we get a good clear picture of him dressed in black, looking Muslim. And then he runs away and he takes his Kalashnikov, and like a, it's so gayish the way he just throws it in the floor, you know, and then picks it up again. And then they say, oh, he was so frustrated because he couldn't find more people to kill. But when you look at it, I mean, anyone that has any kind of knowledge to a weapon, automatic weapon, a Kalashnikov, and you throw it on the floor like that, how dangerous is that, you know? But I used to work a lot as an extra on film sets in war movies as well. And the weapons that we were equipped with, if it was not actually a scene where you shot for real, you know, with blanks, all the other soldiers or whatever it was, these weapons are made of rubber. And this was a rubber. You can see it sort of the way it bounced on the floor. It's just not good. It's and then came Dallas. And you know, it's like, what, come on, you know, change the script just a little bit. No, you cannot. It's the same, like to watch the same Rocky movie 58 times in a row. I'm sorry if I rant on, but I just get tired. You know, it's sort of like, shape up or stop it. You know, this is no fun anymore. It's so badly carried out.
Well, they don't seem to have a great deal of imagination and creativity in these creating these events.
But how do I pity them, because what can they come up with? They need an outer boogeyman. You know, they started with Al Qaeda, their own creation. Which was the name of the database for agents that they trained in the Afghan war and the Mujahideen guerrilla. And then they tried to scare us for quite a few years, saying, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. And then, when that didn't work, when you couldn't even scare a baby with Al-Qaeda anymore, let's upgrade it to ISIS 3.0. You know, in came ISIS, the biggest threat the world had ever seen. From where? Nowhere. They just, boom, they were there.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsored
mm-hmm.
by Toyota, by the way. Always a Toyota in the images. And then we were sort of like, yeah, well, what about ISIS? Then they needed to start change the name. They keep changing it. So it's ISIL, IS, or Daesh is the latest one. What is going to be the next one? The same with the viruses, swine flu, Ebola with a patent from CDC in Atlanta. That is mm-hmm. where they got. They are the ones owning the patents for these. You can buy the Zika virus online. I can send you the link where the patent is from 1947, owned by CDC. So what is the next one they're going to come up with? Is the green upside down, blown up monkey flu? Or what are they going to try to scare us with the next time? The thing is that what they want is for us to take the needle, take the vaccine. That is the one they want us. But if we just start understanding that there is no such thing as Ebola, there is such a thing, but not the way they describe it, and not at the magnitude that they tell us, you know, pandemic level 6. Where was the swine flu? Where are the millions of dead that they warned about? Did you see them? Did you even see like a few thousand of dead people? Did you even see two? I'm asking you, Lance.
No. At all.
No.
But
I've been on many shows and I've said, please, while this was going on, wherever you are in Nigeria, Ghana, the States, Albania, Sweden, call in and tell us, please look out the window and say, yes, I've got a pile of 14 dead bodies outside my window. None. There was not a call from anywhere.
And yet I imagine that they sold millions and maybe billions of dollars worth of swine flu vaccinations.
They sold double dose to Sweden. A double dose, the double the amount of the population of Sweden, that is 18 million shots.
Mm.
Just
that's
to be sure.
That's enormous funding.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, this is created out of thin air, just like loans with interest are created by the banks.
It's the same. It is the same. The same, the same, and the same, just
yep.
in different areas.
Well, what do you think, where do you think it's headed? Do you think that it seems like there's got to be some kind of nexus point where this just simply either falls apart or they take a new direction, because as you said, it's just ludicrous for this to keep going on like this.
There is no new direction. How are they going to scare us if we become fearless? If we see through the veil and just say, sorry, I see you. You are that few, you're that weak, you're that much of a coward. I mean, they're never the ones in the front line doing anything. It's we who do it for them. When we pulled the curtain away and we see how weak they are, it will
right.
stop. And I think it's becoming very transparent, this veil. You know, more and more people are not buying it.
Right.
So they're in a tricky situation because they need to speed it up. At the same time, they can't speed it up too much because then we will see it. And then
that's right.
billions will be on their case. So
yep.
how to do it? I don't envy their position, and especially not with the karma they have collected. You know, I can understand
oh my
that
God.
They fear us.
It's hard to imagine the karma that will have accumulated from having done these and many more horrendous acts against humanity and nature.
But I tell you, what I would suggest, if some of the elite listens to them, to this program or something, and are majorly concerned, there is an option, you know. I mean, I can understand if they fear that they would be lynched or whatever, or chopped up and used as a decoration on a pizza. But there is another way, I would suggest. And one of the ways is, one way to get the anger lessened is by offering gifts, peace offering gifts. One thing would be, just like you say, give back the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars to the people. That would make them a lot less angry and more happy.
Yeah.
Give out all of these patents that you have been suppressing. You know, I mean, there's at least about 6,000 patents that I know of that can really benefit humanity. Give us them. You know, stop messing up with us. Stop chemtrailing us. Say, okay, fine, we will pull out the poison. We will stop the GMOs. And that would be a fantastic peace offering gift to the rest of humanity, which would give them a way of saying, we step forward and say, we're so, so sorry for what we have done. We will take our responsibility, take whatever punishment there is there, but let's continue. Instead of being 1% totally massacring the rest of us, let's become a whole, that we are all on the same side, and start creating this beautiful, beautiful universe that it's created for absolute perfection and harmony. When you look at a flower, look at a butterfly, all of the whole creation is superb. It's incredible. And mm-hmm. then we or they or us together are totally messing it up.
So, I agree with you. I think that's a wonderful solution, and it would go a long way towards soothing the many years of anger and frustration of having been enslaved and consumed, and, you know, everything that has been done. It would be a wonderful experience to have all of us join together and then have them have a change of heart.
And the thing is, when you look at people who commit crimes or violent acts and so on, these people are not feeling good. You know, they're
right.
not happy people. And look, why are they not happy? Most of them is because they live in a horrible, they're living a horrible life, totally unjust, based on their skin color, or they're living, you know, being pushed here or there, or unjust wars or whatever. If you give out and spread out the gifts equally, so that everybody is fine, everybody is fed, everybody is taken care of. Once again, I would say the reason for crimes will lower a lot just by that.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Well, Oli, we're almost at the end of the hour, and do you have any new YouTube videos? Are you going to be appearing anywhere that you would like to mention? And of course, I hope that everybody checks out your website, which you're going to mention, and contributes to your research, because you are self-funding and you rely on donations as well, right?
I'm totally a one-man band, that so it's extremely appreciated, any type of support, because the thing is, we're all in the same boat. We're all in the same, and I'm just trying to do my part of lifting the world to the next level. And I must say, I'm deeply touched here, because in a week's time, I'm going to Prague, where I've been awarded. I'm one of 10 that will receive the Prague Peace Prize for 2016, which I am so, so grateful for, because it's not a prize for being the best conspiracy researcher. It's a peace prize, and that is the whole intention with all of this. Because, I mean, conspiracies, they can be interesting, but let's get rid of them.
Right,
it's peace,
right.
It's peace that matters. It's
Yes, peace. Yes.
And so if it would be okay with you, I would very much like to end with a prayer.
Yes, I would love that.
It is, I'm not a religious person, but this is a prayer that my Raja Yoga teacher, Nalini Chelaram, always uses, or sometimes uses. I love it. It goes like this. May the entire universe be filled with peace and joy, love and light. May everyone, and especially the ones who heard us, be filled with peace and joy, love and light. Victory to that light. we all need to heal. That's the thing. They need to heal as well. Otherwise, this misery will just continue.
Right, right. Well, you certainly deserve that Peace Prize, Ole. Of all the people that I know, you've done tireless research, and your vision is so clear and it's so light and peaceful. I know that you'll enjoy that moment, and you've deserved it. So thank you for coming back again, and I look forward to the next show that we do. And enjoy your time in Prague.
Will do. And really, I hope that the people behind these false flags give it up. Come on, folks. Give it up.
Please.
It is so bad, this thing you're producing. There's nothing to be proud of. I mean, even my 11-year-old daughter, she's super sharp. She spots it right away. There's another one. There's another one. There's another one. So give it up. Give it up. And so let us have the next interview about it stopped, you know, this sky is turning blue, the chemtrails have stopped, you know. I've just heard that they've stopped with GMOs and that this whole vaccine thing has been stopped as well. Let's have an interview about that next time, okay?
Yes, that will be wonderful. I'll hold that intention. All right. Thank you so much, Ole.
You're welcome.
All right.
All the best, my friend.
Good night.
Good night.